Cowgirl thoughts exist in the periphery of your consciousness, drifting. They arise during fantasy. They steer you to decisions like this. In fact, it's great that you've started listening, because this is one decision I can point to as we proceed. Certain meditations can help people to accept and integrate new ideas, to grow more comfortable with change, with what I have consistently, throughout my work, referred to as changes in trajectory. But some trajectories have complicating factors. Something can be problematized by the community surrounding it, people's typical experiences, or a narrowness of view which requires expansion, cooperation, validation, permission from the self to explore a specific path. The problematizing factors are something you can intellectually work through, to set aside what anyone else might think, and choose a clear, coherent path that you think along, aiming for a target, then working toward it. In the first common presumption, problematizing aspect, people think cowgirls are necessarily bimbos or in any way reduced in intellect or focus. You can choose to reduce your focus for fun, to be docile, which is the word I prefer, which really just means chill. Honestly, you've met people like that. Often they were affable, easy to get along with. That kind of thing can just as easily be the prominent feature of your cowgirl manifestation. Certain features, I'll accept, really do go with the territory. A fixation upon your breasts. The idea that you have to have large breasts, however, is silly. It's the pointed nipples that are often the most sensitive, and the act of pumping your breasts with a machine or massaging them by hand might very well make them feel bigger or puffier or more sensitive anyway. Finding the right way to approach your body, your breasts, and moving past unhealthy self-talk, past things that might get in the way. This is the path to allowing yourself, permitting yourself, to pursue a cowgirl existence, mooing or docile though it may be. But isn't there also joy in a sharp intellect which nonetheless incorporates a very real desire for your nipples to be played with, your breasts to be squeezed, a desire perhaps to let out unusual but pleasurable signs of exploration, submission, though a cowgirl need not be submissive in particular. All these things can blend so well with an intelligent, measured approach. Thinking of mooing or letting out groans which are deep, almost animalistic, but coupled with speaking completely coherently, I mentioned you don't necessarily need to pursue a submissive vision of cowgirlhood. Oh, people might think it's the norm. But someone who very much wants someone else to suck on their nipples, wants to cover someone's face with your chest, well, that can be a dominating act, depending on relative position and the understandings between you. Rather than unthinkingly allowing community perception of cowgirl play to color how you approach the blending and creating of your fetish, rather even than allowing my visions or preferences to color, choose your path. And with that deliberate suggestion, that deliberate selection, even in trance and with suggestions that might run counter to it, you'll find you're able to stick to your vision, your idealized image. And the great part is, all cowgirl files may have both parts you're going to disregard and parts that perfectly match your vision of what and who you want to become. You may have to work toward it. You may have to sculpt your listening to find those files, those training regimens, those ideas, which contain the most components that come closest to your vision. But you needn't accept someone else's. And there's nothing wrong with accepting someone else's precise vision because it appeals to you. But that power of selection, it just makes the whole thing work better. So in your mind, consider whether you've had any problematizing perceptions about cowgirl fetish in the past. Perhaps you thought, well, you don't really want to do the docility or the dumbing down temporarily. Or maybe you don't like your breasts to be milked, you just want them admired. Or maybe true lactation is the goal and anything less isn't quite there for you. There's definitely some set of desires, some gradation between no cowgirl play and full-on mooing, docile, breast-pumping, completely breast-fetishized existence, that you might want to strike a balance between. You can strike a balance between. You have the ability to select somewhere on that spectrum. And while some people may be like, no, this is the specific vision of cowgirl you must become. This is the vision of breast-milking docility I wish you to assume. Choose your own path. It's better. And frankly, it's what I'd want anyway, and I think most people would. To encounter a new permutation of a fetish, an interest, a transformation, is better anyway. Imagine yourself assuming new form, new distinction, new alignment of thought, interest, sensation. Find the unique cowgirl permutation which suits you. And if, when you're listening to some training, exploring something, you hear a bit that doesn't align, you know you'll have that powerful image in your head of what you are going to become. And that'll help you stick to it. Set aside everything else and just stick to your path. That way you can harvest little pieces from cowgirl training, disregard any bit you don't want, and absorb strongly the bits you do. And this is how you're supposed to interact with training, fetish, exploration. Choose a strong image. Don't let yourself be pushed unless you feel like it. And if you do feel like exploring someone else's image, it's always possible to pull that out and try your own. Satisfyingly exploring your libido, but also your lifestyle, the manifestation of your sexuality and your desire, and maybe just of your aesthetic, through cowgirl existence, large breasts, easily milkable, maybe, mooing, docile, lowing as you pleasure yourself, or just sit there, blanking out deep. Maybe that's your thing. But as many different facets as there are, they're all available to you to mix and match in the way which creates your perfection, your raising up, your manifestation of cowgirl exploration. Whatever fantasies you have, whatever particular image you adhere to, it's all right. I've encountered a million myriad ways of manifesting an individual's cowgirl-centric image, and none was wrong. They are all appropriate for the individual. So whether you mix in some other affectation or BDSM exploration or hypnotic transformation, or you select just one tiny element, like breast-centric mindfulness, or like letting out unusual, wild, unrestrained exaltations when given pleasure, or like enjoying your curves in particular. Whatever cowgirl trait you have, whatever exploration of this type of fetish you enjoy, whatever way you follow, twisting and winding though it may be, incorporating works from many different sources, perhaps, it will be your vision. And bringing it to completion is a type of satisfaction, a type of chosen path through one aspect of your life to a goal. Feel achievement when you inch closer, harvesting and collecting all the different ideas which match your image, and discarding those which are incompatible. You might find, discover, incorporate many, many new ideas that you happen to incidentally hear as you doggedly pursue the aspects of cowgirl existence which appeal to you. Finding extras that you want to work into your image, into your mentality, into your play, is just a bonus of being completely fearless in finding new cowgirl explorations. You can even listen to things you're not sure will 100% tickle your fancy, because you will set aside anything incompatible with a strong internal image of the cowgirl world you are heading toward, the traits, thoughts, and aspects that you need can be scraped up from any source that concerns this particular topic, and anything incompatible will drift away, leaving you with the pure, refined, extracted core of who you are, and of who you're already becoming.